En garde, Froggy said, as he wielded a stick in his backyard. This was a particularly excellent stick that Froggy had found, as it was quite straight and the perfect length to be a pretend sword. Which is lucky for Froggy, since he was in the middle of playing a game of knights in his backyard with his friends Mr. Hummus and Wormbird. Nice sword work there, Froggy, Mr. Hummus said. They were all pretending that they were in the mythical kingdom of Frogtopia, where they were working together to vanquish the famed dragon Drakeus, who was really the dragon from the story The Dragon Outside, which is an old Froggy the Gator episode that you can go listen to, and they were in the middle of walking through an enchanted forest and headed toward the castle where all of the townspeople were hiding from the dragon. And they all had really cool knight outfits on as well, and I'm guessing you'd like to hear about the knight outfits, because they were pretty spectacular. Froggy was dressed in his kind of like a warm-up knight outfit, like the outfits that knights wore when they were training. He had a blue tassel, which is like a long shirt that hangs down around your legs, and he had a red and blue chest guard on too, which was made out of tiny chainmail that helped protect him from anything they might run into on their trip. He also had his stick, which in his mind was a platinum dagger that only the bravest knights were worthy to carry. And Mr. Hummus had his full set of armor on, with an iron tassel, iron boots, and a full chest plate. He had iron pauldrons on his shoulders, which are basically the shoulder pads that knights wore, kind of like football players wear today, and he had his sword too, which was engraved with some really amazing triangles, and it was shiny and silver and really sharp. And Wormbird had maybe the best knight outfit of all on. He had iron bug wings now, since he was a knight, and even though they were heavy, they were also really powerful. They were powerful enough to help him fly despite their weight. He had a blue helmet with red pauldrons, kind of like Mr. Hummus's, except Wormbird's looked even more like a football player's pads. They were all having a great time in Froggy's backyard, or should I say, in the enchanted kingdom of Frogtopia, and they were about halfway through their quest to the castle when they heard a strange noise. What was that? Froggy asked his friends. It sounded like some kind of dog barking. It does indeed sound like a dog, Mr. Hummus responded. I can hear the barking now. I wonder if it is the famed and gallant knight, known across the land as one of the saviors of Frogtopia, Sir Wags-a-Lot. And with that, none other than Buddy the Gator, Froggy's golden retriever dog, ran around the house and started jumping with excitement at the guys and barking and wagging his tail. Ah, Froggy said, it is indeed Sir Wags-a-Lot. Welcome, my liege, we are glad you're here. You're joining us right at the point on our journey where we're expecting to see the dragon, Drakeus, as he lords over the castle holding the fine people of Frogtopia. So the guys let Buddy the Gator, who was actually a golden retriever, like a regular one, join them in their game. They kept marching through the backyard until Froggy came to the enchanted castle. Stop, everybody. This is it, he said, as they approached what was really the treehouse that Daddy the Gator had helped build a little while back, but in their minds, it was the enchanted castle of Frogtopia. We've reached the castle, everybody. Make sure you're really quiet here, because this is where Drakeus the Dragon is waiting. We have the upper hand, because we have the element of surprise, but we don't want to squander it. Squander means waste or lose out on an opportunity for no good reason. We don't want to squander it, Froggy said, by being too loud. So the three friends and Buddy the Gator quietly tiptoed around to the other side of the treehouse, or should I say, the other side of the castle. And that's where they saw it. Well, that's where they imagined it anyway, since they were really just in Froggy's backyard. But that's where they imagined that they saw it. The gleaming castle, the palace of Frogtopia, with huge beautiful turrets capped with silver and gold and diamonds, and an enormous drawbridge lifted up to keep anybody out, and with the famous dragon Drakeus clawing at the door, trying to get in. That's him, Mr. Hummus said. That's Drakeus. He's clawing at the castle trying to get to all the people inside. Shh, said Froggy. We have to come up with a plan. So the guys and Buddy the Gator all huddled together to think of the best way to vanquish the dragon and save all of the people in the castle. They put their heads together, literally, and whispered to each other to figure out what to do. And just as they were about to come up with a foolproof, perfect plan, something happened. Buddy the Gator, unpredictable as ever, saw a squirrel in the yard and started barking like crazy. "Buddy, Buddy, no," Froggy said, as Buddy barked frantically at the squirrel. But it was too late. The barking had alerted Dracius of their position, and suddenly he turned his attention to the brave knights. "Oh no, oh no," Wormbird said. "He spotted us. What do we do?" "We have to hold our ground," Froggy said. "This, after all, is what we've trained for." So the three friends made like a triangle formation, with Froggy at the front, and Wormbird to his right, and Mr. Hummus to his left. The dragon lurched toward them, breathing smoke and fire into the air, and letting out a fierce roar as he stepped slowly toward our heroes. "I'm pretty nervous," Wormbird said, as the knights held their position. "What is he going to do? Do you really think that the three of us can vanquish a dragon like this?" If you forgot, Dracius was huge, probably a million feet tall, and he had red scaly skin with blue triangle fins going down his back. He also had dragon wings, of course, because he could fly, and the wings were red too, and he was flapping them menacingly as he approached the knights. "We can do this," Froggy said. "We have to be brave. The people of Frogtopia are depending on us. And that's what it means to be brave," Froggy continued. "It means that when people need your help, or when you have a challenge in front of you, you do it, even if you're scared. And right now, those people need our help, and I'd say we certainly also have a challenge in front of us." And in their imagination, Dracius walked closer and closer to them, breathing his fire and smoke and letting out his roars. The guys were ready to battle when all of a sudden, none other than Buddy the Gator, again, ran up to Dracius and started licking his face. Buddy the Gator jumped and licked, and Dracius thought that it was so funny that he immediately forgot about all of the knights, and he doubled over on the ground with laughter. "Buddy the Gator," Dracius said in between bouts of laughter, "I thought that was you. I thought I recognized you guys in the woods." And as he stood up, he faced the knights and told them, "You three knights are truly brave. You are worthy of defending this castle. Plus, your dog is pretty funny. Plus, I'm actually kind of a nice dragon anyway, even though for the purposes of this story, I was the antagonist. And with that, I bid you farewell." And Dracius flew up into the sky, higher than the sun, and flew away. And the four friends, Froggy the Gator, Mr. Hummus, Wormbird, and Buddy the Gator, were left to continue playing in Froggy's backyard, thinking about how brave they had been when people needed them the most, and they had a challenge to overcome.